From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Melissa Block. First this hour, presidential politics and the unsettled Republican field. The televised debates are over, at least for now, so candidates are looking for other ways to spread their message. Today, Mitt Romney got a boost from a key endorsement, and he made the rounds in Iowa. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Sioux City.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney toured a metal fabricating plant in Iowa this morning, noting that it reminded him of the company his wife's father used to run, as well as some of the companies he invested in as the leader of a private equity firm. Romney argues his successful business background makes him uniquely qualified to lift the fortunes of America's struggling middle class.
I am running in this race because I understand how to get middle-class Americans prosperous again, working again, buying things, and putting more Americans back to work.
Romney still trails former House Speaker Newt Gingrich in most Iowa polls, but the gap between them has narrowed. Mindful of his second-place finish here 4 years ago, Romney's tried hard not to raise expectations in Iowa, but he made it clear to supporters today he wants a strong finish in next month's caucuses.
I know that the caucus site at the high school gets full, so get there early. I need you guys to get there. I'd love to have your support and your vote at the caucus.
Plant worker Sherry Blackburn liked what Romney had to say this morning, but added he didn't quite close the sale.
I'm kind of torn between two candidates at this point. I really like him, but I also like Newt, so it might be a coin toss the day of the caucus. I'm not sure.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul is also polling well in Iowa, while other candidates are struggling just to get attention here. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann launched a bus tour this morning with a promise to visit all 99 Iowa counties over the next 10 days. Bachmann argues both Gingrich and Romney have strayed too far from the conservative line on issues like health care and global warming to pose an effective challenge to President Obama.
So you have the Newt Romney, and then you have Michelle Bachmann. And they've said this is a two-man race, and I would agree. It's Newt Romney versus Michelle Bachmann, and I'm the conservative alternative.
While Bachmann's customized bus is firmly grounded here in Iowa, Romney can afford to view the race from 30,000 feet. After his campaign stop in Sioux City this morning, Romney took off for South Carolina. He won a key endorsement in Greenville this afternoon from that state's Tea Party-backed governor, Nikki Haley.
This is a governor that made hard decisions, cut taxes in his state 19 times, balanced his budget with an 85% Democratic legislature. Now that's what we need in a president.
Romney and Haley will campaign together throughout South Carolina on Saturday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Sioux City, Iowa.